That's when you realize you're like full.
I wish I could tell you it gets quite a bit.
Try to sit down, your whole body's like, don't do that.
You know?
That's impressive.
When you're younger, people don't know.
Yeah.
Still, like, drink these 12 beers.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It happens. It comes for us all.
But you get a whole lot smarter.
Right, there you go, there's the trade-off.
Much smarter, but also.
And I have to get up and come in 2 years ago.
You didn't think that.
No.
Dean, the sentiment from the room seems to be those guys don't feel like they ever really got to their game tonight. Do you feel like you got to your game at any point tonight?
Yeah, like the first three, we liked the way we played. We didn't like how we played tonight. That's a good team, but probably gave them way too much respect and didn't get to our game and play the way that we play. And that's the disappointing part here tonight.
Are there any positives you can take out of a loss like that?
Goalie was real good. Didn't see two tips and didn't see the one, so Elvis was great.
Dean, were you physical enough to your liking, or is this a situation where you can't hit what you can't get to?
Well, listen, we'll watch it back, and to answer your question, I'm not 100% because, yeah, sure, they've got some good players, but so do we, and that's not how we play, right? Like, we were passive tonight. We were soft. We got to play hard. Like, if we're going to win hockey games, we got to play hard. And we didn't play hard enough tonight in order to win. Forget about playing against that team, against any team in the National Hockey League.
On the Voronkov, what was explained to you about, was that a hand pass? Was it off his chest? What was explained to you there?
Yeah, it was originally they called a hand pass, but it's a league, obviously, review. We thought we were challenging the hand pass, but Don just said it's out, that it was directed into the net. But obviously we disagree with that. We just think it hits him in the chest and goes in, but I understand the visual of it when Ronnie goes like that, kind of pops off, it sits on his chest, and, you know, we don't think he makes a motion to throw it in the net with his body, but they did.
Ryan in the back.
And that's a big point. Sorry, that's a big point in the game, right? I mean, we're pretty jacked at that point, but, you know, took some wind out of our sails for sure.
How early on the bench could you tell that the guys didn't have it? And obviously you changed some lines later.
Yeah.
But what are some things you can do to try to get them going?
Yeah, you can talk, you can get, you know, whatever, and in between we talked about that. We talked about playing more aggressive. It was like we were just sitting back and waiting for them to collect speed and come after us, and we wanted to just play more aggressive. And normally we are that team, right? That we get up, we get into it, we get after it, we're physical. But like Port said, it's like it was maybe because they were moving it before we were getting there, or was our willingness tonight not to get there? But our work ethic has to be way higher than it was here tonight.
With that, respecting the other team maybe a little too much, they got McKinnon, they got these big names, McCarr. Is it possible this is just kind of part of the growth process or learning thing of this team, where they just have to learn that you can't do that?
We've had enough learning experiences with this group. We shouldn't be in a position to learn that we don't have to work, or that, you know, the respect level. We shouldn't care who the heck we're playing, right? We talk about that all the time. Who, when, where, pucks drop, play hard. We didn't do it tonight. We've got to get back to that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
On the ice 11 tomorrow. You.